Let us just start, just to get into the swing from after the two dots. Gufe, Omar Rav Yirmiyah Barabba Omar Rav, Movi Shenifratz Pemilui Lechotzer, Penifratzer Chotzer Kenegdoi, Chotzer Mutares Umovi Oso. One is permitted to be metaltal in the Chotzer, and one is not permitted to be metaltal in the Movi, and the reason is because it's Loi Irvu. So if it's Loi Irvu, so the Mavui is poritz into the Chotzer, and the Chotzer has a Pesach between itself and the Mavui. That is the Lomdis of Rav. Omer Loi Rabbe Barulo L'Rabivi Barabaye Rebbe Loi Mishnoseinu Hizu. This is a Mishnah, this Lomdis, that if you have a small area that's poritz into a large area, and it's shava mi bifnim v'nira mi bachutz, the outside mechitzes, so it's a mishnah, chotzer ktana shenifritzo l'gdoilo, gdoilo muteres uktana asura minei shehi kepischo shel gdoilo. By the gdoilo it is a pesach, and by the ktana it is a pirtze. So why is it necessary to tell us this aloch? It's a mishnah. Omale ime hosom hava mine hani mili heichid loy kadosi bora. Avol heichid kadosi bora bim eima filo chotzel nami. So Rav answered that einoch hanami, that the mavui does not answer the chotzel. That's a mishnah. Chotzel ktano shenifritzo le gedoylo, gedoylo muteres. But I'm telling you another chiddush. I'm telling you a chiddush that we're speaking about, that the koisel of the chotzer was also nifritz. V'nifritz a chotzer kenegdoi. There's a pirtze in the chotzer. And if there's a pirtze in the chotzer, so we have to picture that people, it's dosi by rabbim. The chotzer is facing one reshus rabbim. The mavui is facing another reshus rabbim. And now, the spirits of the chotzer enables people to make a shortcut. They go through the pirtza of the chotzer, they go through the chotzer, and then they go up the movui. So it's dolse by rabbim. So I would think a pirtza should dolse by rabbim, even though the pirtza of the koisel ha-chotzer is really a pesach, because it's not porotz b'miluayim. It has this oimed merubah laporetz, but this pirtze lemaise enables the rabbim to go through. So I would think that this makes it ois rishus harab. Avol heichi dekadosi bo rabbim, eima afil lechotzer nami. So I would think that the chotzer should also be osur. Not als the movi, not als the dosi bo rab. So that is the chiddush of Rav. Frekte gemore voho nami tanine. So what is your chiddush? Your chiddush is that a pirtze shedolse by rabbim through a chotzer does not get a din of a pirtze that does not make an ois rishus hayochid. It's a mishnah. Chotzer shaharabim nichnosim lo bezu v'yoytzim lo bezu. You have a chotzer that rabbim go through it. So the mishnah says as follows: rishus harabim letume. Rishash brings down some mishnah. Rishus harabim letume. It is a rishus harabim letume. That means if any sveikis were noiled in this area, which is an open area for the rabim, there was a sofik tume noiled. So it has a din rishus harabim letume. Rishus hayochid l'shabbos. So memele. So I have enough in the mishnah that is a rishus hayochid l'shabbos. So why do we need your memre? What is your memre moisef on the mishnah? Before we go further, let us see Rashi, the last Rashi. Rishus harabim letume. Usfeiko toher. So if there'll be a sofik tume in this chotzer, so it'll be toher. The sofik tume misoite gamrina. The whole din of Sofik Tume we learn out from Soite. Ubisoite bichi hai chotzer lav mokim yichud astiru. A Soite in such a matzev would not have a din of a stira. That means if there would be a suffix tume by a soite in such a mokim that is poritz lil charabim, I wouldn't say suffix tume b'shus ayochid sveikei tome, because the need of the sveikei tome, the suffix yevadai of soite, was only served in a mokim seisa. This is not a mokim seisa. I'm not really bekant in the Indian, but this Rashi needs an explanation. Rashi says as follows: Sveikai toher, that the suffix is toher. Why? The suffix tume misaita gamrinon, and this is not similar to saita. Now, lechayre, we know as follows: there are two inyon. There's one inyon, suffix tume, we say suffix kevadai. Sai by soite, sai by tume, it's not the din sofik de yereise lechumre. Sofik de yereise lechumre is mi sofik, you have to be machma. But by tume, there's a din sofik kevadai, that we paskin beteures vadai that it is tome. By sofik tume, we have a klal called sveikis, 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 at yochel rabbis, bashus a yochid, sveikai tome. Because each sofik paskin sechais beteures vadai. This halacha of Safik Kevadai was only said Bushus Hayochid. That's 100% true. So Memele. So now, so if we will say, we'll have a Safik Tumen Rishus Harabim, we'll ask a Kashe, why isn't it Vadai Tomei? So I'll tell you, because it's not Dumye de Saita. Because Saita is a Mokim Stire. It's a Memele, the halacha of Safik Kevadai, the halacha of Safik Kevadai only applies by a mokim stir. Fine. So we don't have the din of Sofi Kevadai. So if we don't have the din of Sofi Kevadai, so now we have some of the din Sofi Kevadai. Now we have the algemeine din of Sofi Kevadai lechumre. How do we jump? If it's not Sofi Kevadai, Rashi says as follows. Usveikai toyer. Here the Sofi is toyer, because it's not Dumye Desoite. Not Dumye Desoite means it's not Vadai Tomei. But we bet verfound the din von Sovik die Reise lechumre. Das mir Rashi means that lemaise by Saita you don't stell on Chazok and here you stell on the Cheskes Tare. I think that is what Rashi means. That it was in the halacha of Sovik Kevadai there was Nemro, you don't stell on Cheskes Tare. And here, since this is not Dumye to Saita, you can stell on the Cheskes Tare. I think that's what Rashi means. So Memelo, you can jump already. If it's not Dumye Desoite, it would be Toyer Al Tzches Kastara, but the Loshon of Rashi is Sosu. Anyway, let's go back to the Sugya. So the Sugya, we're asking Akashe on Rav, so why do you have to tell us that the Chotzer remains a Rishus HaYochid, even though it's Porutz L'Rishus HaRabim, V'Dosu by Rabim, it's a Mishneh. So the Gemara answers, Ime hosom hava mine, hani mili zesh shaloike negetze. That what it says, chotzer sherabim nichnosen lo bezu, v'yoytzim lo bezu, is speaking about that the two pirtzes are zesh shaloike negetze. So that's not an emesse pilush. So that doesn't make a pirtz in the Rishus HaYachid. Avol zeh kenegetze, but what if I will have a pirtz of zeh keneged zeh ein baloi? So I would think that then it becomes ois rishus hayochid. Is kamash melon, but afilu zeh keneged zeh, it's also a rishus hayochid. So that is what Rav is moisiv on the mission. Avol zeh keneged zeh, lehavi lo chotzer rishus hayochid l'shabbos. That's what I would think. Because the mission is not, the mission I could say, tvaste merube leute faste, so I could say the mission is only speaking about zeh shaloike negetze. Is hash tash minon, this is the chiddush of Rav. The chenegdoi, that afilo kenegdoi, bafilo hochi muteres. He said a loshen take. Rav said, the loshen of Rav was, Mavoi shenivrets mimul lechotzer, venivrets lechotzer kenegdoi. That it's mamish mefulish. It will be medayik the loshen kenegdoi. It means it's mamish mefulish. So that is the chiddush of Rav. Frag the Gemara, but this is debatable. Ule Rabbe, we learned on Daf Ches Amud Aleph that Rabbi says that you have to learn the word connect with a grain of salt. Connect doesn't mean it's mefulish. Connected the mavoi. Connected means it's on the kaisel that is opposite the mavoi. But it is zeh shaloi connected zeh. Ule Rabbe da omar zeh connected zeh also. Rabbi said if utake be zeh connected zeh, the chotzer would be also. So Rav is only speaking about zeh shaloi connected zeh. Hod Rav of my muki lo. So Rav is speaking about bezeh shaloi connected zeh. So the chiddush that the chotzer is mutter, Rav was only mechadish it is mutter by zeh shaloi connected zeh. Is tarti lomoli. So why don't you need a member of Rav? It's a mishnah already. The mishnah says nakaponim. The mishnah has to be speaking about at least zeh shaloi connected zeh. So why do we need this member of Rav? So the Gemara says a new teretz. Ime hosa. If it would only say the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that a chotzer shadolse by Rav is reshus hayochid l'shabbos, hava mina hanimi lilizroik. That means, l'chumre mina toiret has aloha v'reshus hayochid. The dolsei beirabim is not mafkir the shame reshus hayochid, and if someone will be zoyrik from a reshus harabim into this reshus hayochid, it'll be chayim. Because that is true. The pirza is not mafkir the shame reshus hayochid. Avol etalto, but I would think midarabonon, that it should have the coolness of a reshus hayochid. There should be a hetetiltel. I would think that midarabonon, the rabonon gave it a din kalmulis because of the pirzas. And therefore, it should be also a taltal boy. Aimoloi. So I would think that it is also to be metaltal. Kamash melon. So therefore, that is the member of Rav. So Rav is coming to tell us that a filo taltal is also mutter. Let us see Rashi. Ule rabbe da oma la'el. Avo zeh kineged zeh. Havi movi mefulish. Rabbi said, it is a movi mefulish. But also, and the movi is also, hod rav b'may mukim lo. So, lemaise, according to Rabbi, if Rav said that if irvu, the movi is mutter, so according to Rabbi, it has to be speaking about, the memra of Rav has to be speaking about in order for the movi to be mutter by ilbu, it has to be speaking about zeh shaloi keneged zeh. It's all the rabbi my mukim lo, but zeh shaloi keneged zeh. Val kochach keneged de koma rav lavdavke. According to rabbi, the keneged that rav says is lavdavke. Do kimne taime de rabbi shaloi ilbu. Rav said, by loi ilbu, then the movi is mutter. Aval ilbu afilu movi mutter. Tavkala Irbu the Movi is also, but Irbu the Movi is mutter, and so Rav Lemaise is speaking about Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh Tati Lo Moli Hatani Lo Chotzer Sharabim Nechnosen Lo Bezu V'yoytzen Bezu Umilse De Rav L'mishteraye Chotzer. That what Rav is telling us, that the Chotzer is mutter Mino Mishtamo. That I could figure out from that Mishnah. Because that chiddush that Rav said the chotzer is mutter, and Rav is speaking about zeh shaloi keneged zeh, so that he can figure out from the Mishnah that zeh shaloi keneged zeh is mutter. Vafilu zeh keneged zeh. There's a mokim to think that could be the Mishnah is also speaking about zeh keneged zeh. I don't know. I can't prove it. But the Mishnah, I could say, is speaking about zeh keneged zeh. Even. I don't have a hecher to say it's speaking about zeh shaloi keneged zeh. That's even the Mishnah is telling us that is a reshus hayochid. So whatever Rav is telling us, since Rav is speaking about zeh shaloi keneged zeh, so this I know already from the Mishnah. So to tell me that the chotzer is muta, I know that from the Mishnah. Vismovoy, to tell me that the movoy is also balayirvu, meidach masnisim dechotzek tanish aminan. So what is the chiddush of Rav? So the Gemara answered, "Imi hasam echotzer sherav nichnosen lo diktoni rishus hayochid leShabbos, hava mina hay dekori lo rishus hayochid lizrik." Climbing me the rice or shusayochit, vazoirik, mishusarabim, lesoichoi chayev, so shusarab minatoir, aval, the taltal besoichoi, but to be metaltal in this, rishusayochit, aimoloi mishtarye, midrabon and the ligzer, umidrabon, on the ligzer, rabon and alay, the rabon should be geyser. Since this chotza became a thoroughfare for barabim, so I would think that midrabon and they gave it a din kamalis. Kamash Malon Rav Muteres. So Rav is coming to tell us that it is Muter. So that is the end of this sugya with Rav. Itmar Mavoi Ha'osui Kenadu. Now, we're going to learn Rashi first. So the Ritve, the Mashal say Pshatan Rashi, that it is speaking about, they had a different gils in Rashi also Agavurcheb. But let us look at page 15, picture 86. So this is, so looking, studying the picture, we see as follows. We have here a movi godel, and the movi godel is a movi okum. It's like an upside down L. So that is the movi godel. Now, in this movi godel, and this movi godel is, there's one Rishus HaRabim, where we see where they made the Tzuras of Pesach already. So there's a Rishus HaRabim in front of that this Mavi Godel leads out to a Rishus HaRabim, which is the picture we got to put. Now, on the side of this Mavi Godel, there's Mevois Ktanos. There's rows of houses and streets in between. And there's another Rishus HaRabim. And there's a Rishus HaRabim on the right side, and people enter the Rishus, people enter the Movi Godel through the Movi Cotton, and that's this whole complex over here. We have here a Movi Godel, and we have a Mavois Ktanois, which enter into this Movi Godel. Now, the similarity to a Nadel is a centipede, a Malbiraglaim has a lot of feet, so we will imagine that the Movi Godel is the body of the Sheretz, and the streets are Mustama, like the houses between the streets are like the space in between the feet, or the streets are equivalent to the feet. Al Kaponim, but we have a picture of a one side of a Nadel. And according to Rashi, that's what the story is speaking about. We're not speaking about, if we look at picture 85, there we have take something that's more daimed to anadol. There we have take, we can picture the middle is like the goof anadol, and then the mavois ktanis on both sides, which are open to two reshusei harabim, so that's like the raglei hanadol on both sides. But Rashi, the Ritve, the Teis Rabbein Peretz, Rashi learned that it's speaking about a mavui godol okum, there's mevois ktanois psuchim lesoichai. That is the case over here. Now let us see the Loshna Gemara. So the Gemara says, mavoi ha'osui kenadol. Let us see Rashi. Nadol sheretz sheyesh loy raglayim harbe, kedesanya b'teres kayanim, marbe raglayim zenadol. Mavoi ha'osui, the Rishayim made a girsa, mavoi okum. We have it's already a mavoi okum. Ha'osui kenadol, shepsuchim loy mevois harbe, that opens up to this mavoi mevois harbe, v'roshehen psuchim l'rshus harabim, the roshim of the mevois harbe as pesuach l'rshus harabim, that is the right side of the picture. So it's pasuach, from the Rishus HaRabim, you go through these mevoi. V'roishoi, and the roish of this mavi godel, pasuach l'shus HaRabim acher. And the roish is pasuach to a different Rishus HaRabim. So that is the picture we have in front of us. The Reish of the Movi Godos Pesuach to one Rishus Arabim, and the Mevois Ktanis, which are Pesuach to this Movi Godol, so their Reish is Pesuach Lushus Arabim Acheres. Yeah. Omar Abaye, so Abaye said, Oise Tzuras HaPesach LeGodol, to the Movi Godol you'll make a Tzuras HaPesach, Vahanach kulu mishteru belechi v'koyre. And that is the picture we have on picture 486. This is picture 86, and that's exactly what he did. He made a tzuras ha-pesach for the movi godel, and all the mevois ktanis he made either with a lechi or a koyre. Now, let us study this picture. Let us remind ourselves of a machloikis Rav Shmuel. Now, each, if we will look at this mevois ktanois, which are pesuach into the movi godel, so we have to understand that each one of them is a case of a movi okul. That means by each one of the small mevois, you enter the movi cotton, and then you go down through the movi godel. That is a movi okul. Now, if we remember Rashi Shita, in the Machlokes of Movi Okum between Rav and Shmuel, so Rashi Shita is as follows. According to Rav, a Movi Okum, one should do as follows. One should put, let's say, let us look at picture 87. One should put, according to Rav, one should put a Lechi, by the end of the Movi Ktana, Shpura Lechi, then in the Mokeim Ha'ikum, that means because this Mokeim Ha'ikum, when one Movi ends into the other, so that's considered, there it's Mefulish Lushus Arabim, she need a Lechi, and the Tzuras HaPesach, and all, that means each Movi Ktana would need the Roish, that is facing the Rishus Arab Munir Alechi. The Chelik that is facing the Movi Godel, that's the Mokim Apilush, there you would need a Tzuras HaPesach. And the Movi Godel, if in the picture over here in 87 is a Mefulish Tikka Movi, so you zichen need a Tzuras HaPesach. And if it wouldn't be Mefulish, you'd need a Lechi over here. That would be according to Rav. But Al Kaponim, according to Rav, you cannot get away with the Mevois Ktanis with a Lechi on the outside. You have to end up with a Tzuras HaPesach on the inside of all these Mevois Ktanis. That is according to Rav. According to Shmuel, the Mevois Ktanis, Shmuel says that a Movi Okum has a din of a Movi Sosum. So according to Shmuel, you need, let's say according to Rashi Lishitosa, you need a Lechi on the outside, and you'll need a Lechi on this Chelik that's facing the Rishus Arabim. And in the Mokim Eikum, you don't need anything. That would be according to Shmuel. According to Rav, in the Mokim Eikum, you need Tzuras HaPesach. The Mevois Ktanis need a Lechi plus a Tzuras HaPesach. So now let us get back to the Gemara. Zut the Gemara. Mavoi ose kenadol, ose omar abaye, oise tzuras ha-pesach legodol. You make a tzuras ha-pesach for the chelik of the mavoi ha-godol that's going out into the Rishus Arabim. And, vahanach kulu mishteri belechi v'koire. But all the mevois ktanois become muta with a lechi v'koire. So now the Gemara was medayik the second half of the memre of Abaye. Aces Abaye said, when we're speaking about, let's forget about the Movi Godel, let's speak about the Mevois Ktanos. So Abaye said, the Mevois Ktanos will be misukin with a Lechi or a Koyre. Now that sounds very much like Shmuel, because Shmuel says, a Movi Okum, you only need is a Lechi or a Koyre. You don't need two heterim on that mobi. The mokim apilu she need a tzuras ha-pesach. That's Rabshtik Teuri, Nira Lechi Keira, plus a Tzuras a Pesach and the Mabois Ktanus. So if Abaye said that a Lechi Bekeira is sufficient, and you don't need a Tzuras a Pesach, so we see Abaye holds like Shmuel. Om Alei Rove, Keman Kishmuel. So I see you hold like Shmuel. The Om Al Teirosei Kisosu. But Shmuel says that a Mabui Okum is a din of a Mabui Sosum. The Moki Mapilush, that where the Mobi Ktano enters into the Mobi Gdoilo, that is Keilu, it's Nistam. You say, Oymed Maruba Laporet, and you reckon Keilu, the Kaisle Ham Mobi go till the end of the Kais of the Mobi Godel. So it's a Mobi Sosum. All you need there is a Lechi Balme. So if you only need a Lechi on that side, Loma Lei Tzuras HaPesach. So why do you need a Tzuras HaPesach? So what is the Kasha? The Kasha is, let's look at back at our picture 86. Picture 86 by the Movi Godel, he said you need a Tzuras HaPesach by one of the Roshim of the Movi Godel. Since the Movi Godel is also a Movi Okum, and according to Shmuel, by a Movi Okum, you only need a Lechi on one side and a Lechi on the other side. So if Abaye is Shmuel's Achosid, so Abaye should have said, this Mova Yoosi Kenado is Niskan with Lechoyayim, or with Kairis. Vi kumta reindo atzures apesach. So that is Rav's first kasha on Abaye. I don't understand you, Abaye. If you say that the Mavoi is Haktan, is on Niskim with Alechi alone, so the Mova Yagodol should also be Niskim with Lechoyayim alone. Why do you need atzures apesach? That's kasha number one. Yeah, Tzuras HaPesach, Lomalei Tzuras HaPesach. So why do you say need a Tzuras HaPesach? Okay, that's one kasha. But oi, now, but on your Etzim Psak and the Mevois, that's a kasha on the Movi Yagov. But now on the Mevois Haktanis, I have a different kasha on you. So what you paskin like Shmuel. You paskin. Shmuel holds a Movi Okum is a din of a Movi Sosum. You put a Lechi on each, on the Rosh, the two Roshin of the Movi, and you're finished. There was a Movi Okum in Nerdo. Nerdo was Asre de Shmuel. And in Asre de Shmuel, the Choshu Lo Lederav. They were Chayish for Rav Shite. That you need B'mokim Ha'ikum. You need, they didn't even put losses there. But let's forget about the losses. But they were afraid of the Mokim Ha'ikum. And they made a Tikum B'mokim Ha'ikum. So why aren't you Geiris Rav Shita in Nerdoi Ba'asra de Shmuda Wachayish Varav? Abaye, how could you be Makel and say that we could be Mesakin the Mevois Haktanis al yedei Alechi Lechut? Elo Omar Rove. So Rove said, Oise Tzuras HaPesach Lekulu Lahai Gise. So you'll make, so therefore Rava says, I wish to disagree with you. My second kasha is, okay, we should have to pass on lechumra like Rav. So, ois etzuras ha-pesach lekulu lahai giset. On one side you make etzuras ha-pesach, beidach giset mishteru belechi v'koira. And the second side will be belechi v'koira. So the correct picture, let us look now at picture 87. So 87 is what? What Rove Paskin? Oh, Rove Paskin, that you need a Tzuras HaPesach b'mokim ha'ikum. So then you have to put a Tzuras HaPesach. That's the chelik facing the Movi HaGodol. On the outside side, you'll put a lechi. Because this we Paskin like Rav, it is the din of a Movi Mefulish. A Movi Mefulish needs a lechi on one side and a Tzuras HaPesach on the other side. And the way this picture is made, so he made the Movi HaGodol also, it's also Movi Mefulish Shavaita, you need a Lechi in the Tzuras HaPesach. So that is the Psak of Rava. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Oise Tzuras Pesach LeGodol, this was the Mem Rav Abaye, Be'echad Mishnei Roshim, you made on the Rosh, one of the two Roshim of the Mavui Ha'okum, you pay Katsuras HaPesach. V'acherim k'tanim mishteri belechi v'koire b'roshayin al p'nei Rishus HaRabim, facing the Rishus HaRabim, and that is it. The inside does not need any tikkun whatsoever. Frag de Gemara keman keshmu, de omar mavui okum teirosoi kisosu. This only stems with Shmuel that says a mavi okum is a din of a mavi sosum. Ta kol mevois ktanim alolo. All these small mevois, mevois akumesim. These are all mevois akumesim. Nichnas bederech ze, v'yaitze bederech ze. You come in from your right side and you go down the mavi agodo. So this is all a mavi okum. V'kamret leibo tikun lakmo misa. You don't need a tikun for the akmimis. You only need a lechi v'kayre. Hachi garsin, and so number one, if you paskin like Shmuel, that every movi okim is a din of a movi sosim lomali tzuras ha-pesach. Amai yetzrach the tzuras ha-pesach le-godol, v'yinami yein pilushe mechuvonim. The godol is also okim. Here we see klon rashi, it's an okim. So if it's an okum, so according to Shmuel, it would be sufficient to have a lechi at one end and a lechi at the other end. Why did you say we need a tzuras ha-pesach at one end? V'hoi dahu movi dava ba'asri di Shmuel benado. V'cho shulei l'derav. And there were chayish for Rav Shita. Kido omer leil romer leichumr derav v'chumr di Shmuel. So in their door there were chayish for Shita's Rav. And they said you need a tikkun b'mokim ha'ikum. So memele, so how could you paskin like Shmuel and you could get away without a tikkun of the ikum and just make lechi v'koire on the side that's facing the Rishus HaRab? So therefore Rava disagreed with Abaye and says you do as follows. Oise tzuras ha-pesach l'kulu waktanim mehach gise makmu mison letzad movi agodol. Facing the movi agodol, this is picture 87, we make a tzuras ha-pesach, that's the mokim ha-kmimis. The idach gise l'rishus ha-rabim, the side that is facing the rishus ha-rabim, mishteri belechi oikoire. That becomes muta with a lechi or a koire, and that is picture 87. That is what you do. That's Rovis Psak. So memela here you have a double one, so you have inside you have all the tzuras ha-pesachs, and outside you have a lechi. That was Rovis Psak. Let us see Taisus. Mavoi ha-osei kenadu. Perish Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Shemevois ktanim psuchim lemavoi godel mishneit stodim. So Rabbeinu Tam wants, let's look at picture 87 again. Rabbeinu Tam wants to be chaylik on Rashi. Rashi said, osi kenadol. It's only a one-sided affair. Only on one side you have mevois entering the mavoi godel. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, on both sides you have mevois ktanis entering the mavoi godel. Shemevois ktanim psuchim lemavoi godel mishneit stodim. From both sides, like picture 87. Number one. Number two, he says, Ve'einon ze keneged ze, and in picture 87, he made a beautiful picture, that we see that the mavui on the right side is not mefulish towards the mavui on the left side. He made that on the left side, the first house is very wide, and on the right side he made two thinner houses, so memele, it is not a movi mefulish. That means if you look at picture 85, the way 85 is drawn, there it looks like a movi mefulish. So ma'isa be mefulish mina kotza la kotza. So then we'd have a big problem. Then it's mamish a movi mefulish. So then we have problems. So what are you talking about? Rav, Shmuel, movi okim. We have a movi mefulish over here. So that's mamish, we're in hot water. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam said, it's not speaking about the mevois on the left side are not mefulish to the mevois on the right side. They are, that is what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. The einon ze keneged ze, the im havu, the im kein havu mefuloshin, they'd be mefuloshin, so you would zichen need, according to everyone, at Tzuras HaPesach and Alechi. The im kein havu mefuloshin. Ucheinyin ze hem ke ragle hanadl. And that's why we said ragle hanadl. Sheyesh loy beish shurei shuraglaim imino mismel veim ze shaloy keneged ze. The feet of a nadal are also not mechuvin one keneged the other. So that's why we said Mavoi Kenadol. We said Mavoi Kenadol. If I can't, we want to say that the Mavois are not Mefulish Zeh Keneged Zeh, because if they're Mefulish Zeh Keneged Zeh, then it's a Mavoi Mefulish. So we said it's like a Nadol, so it's a Mavoi Sheini Mefulish. Now, to understand this Taisvis, there's two ways you can learn Pshat and Taisvis. There's one way you can learn Pshat and Taisvis, that the Rabbeinu Tam just wants to chepper with Rashi. I mean, Rashi said Mavoi Kenadol is speaking about only a one-sided affair. That's not like a Nadol. Make it a Nadol. Ah, you'll tell me a Nadol will be a Mavoi Mefulish? The Rabbeinu Tam had something up his sleeves. No, a Nadol is the Raglaim Azeh Shalek Negedzeh. So I could look like a Nadol and not be Mefulish. So the Rabbeinu Tam wanted to ain mikro yaitse mi de pshuti shitake look like a nadl, and it's still not me foolish, because a nadl is also the raglov anat mechubin ze keneged ze. That's one way how to learn pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. But there's another way how to learn, the Rabbeinu Tam had more up his sleeve. That's tamazoi, he wanted to teach mavui kenadl, it should be mamish like a nadl. This gemore, We learned the sugya of Mavi Okum. We mentioned a Shitas HaRashba and a Shitas HaRi, who hold, let us perhaps look at a picture again of Mavi Okum, page 7. Let us look at a Mavi Okum. A Mavi Okum, we have here on the bottom. Let us look at picture 43, and let us look at picture 46. Now, picture 43, this is Shitas Rav, that has the din of Mavi Mefulish, according to Rashi. So in picture 43, we see, you do as follows. You make two lechayayim at each end, and the Mokim Ha'ikum, we made at Tzura Sapesa. And that is what we did on page 15, picture 87. We did the same thing over here. This is Shitas Rashi. Let us look on picture 46. Picture 46 is Shitas HaRashba, Shitas HaRi. Now the Rashba held a Mavui Okum is not worse than if you'll straighten out the Akmimas. That was the Rashba Shita. If you'll straighten out Agmimus, make it straight. So if it'll be straight, what will you need? You'll need a lechi on one side, Netzurus HaPesach on the other side. So Mamela, so the Rashba says, Afilu, you call it a Mavi Mefulish, that's all you need. One lechi and one Netzurus HaPesach. You don't need more than that. That is Shita Sarajba. Now, let us start learning our Gemara. Let us go over our Gemara again, and we will find we're going to be a little in hot water with the Rashba. And this is what the Rabbeinu Tam wanted to fa'enfa. Let us learn the Gemara again. Itma, Mavoi ha'osui kenadol. Mavoi ha'osui kenadol. We have the picture on page 15. We have Mavoi ha'osui kenadol. Omar Abaye, Oisei Tzuras HaPesach LeGodol V'hanach Kulu Mishteri B'lechi V'koyer. You make a Tzuras HaPesach LeGodol V'hanach Kulu Mishteri B'lechi V'koyer. Now, this is beautiful according to Rav. This is mamish beautiful according to Rav. You make a Tzuras HaPesach by the Mavui HaGodol. You'll make a lechi v'koire on all the sides. And let's look at picture 46. That's what you do. You put on one side, you make a lechi. On the other side, you make Atzuras HaPesach. So finished. So this is Mamish Rav. But the Ritva explains that this cannot be Rav. Why? Because if we learn a Mavoi Kenadol means that the Mavois on one side are not Mefulish Keneged the Mavois on the other side. So it comes out that if we will look at the Mavois Haktanois, each one is a mavui akum. That means that you go from the mavui on the right side, you want to go through the mavui agodol to the mavui on the left side, you make it like a mavui akum. Now, what did Abaye say? Abaye said that what do you do? V'hanoch kulu mishteri belechi v'koich. That what? That all the mevois haktanois become muta with alechi v'koich. So now the shaila is, how can all the mevois haktanois become muta with alechi v'koich? Einoch enami, it is a mavui okum. But if he holds like Rav, it can't be nita balechi v'kayre. We would need on one side there should be a tzuras ha-pesach, and the other side there should be a lechi. So if he said that all the mevois haktanois are nita balechi v'kayre, so we see he holds like Shmuel, that it's a mavui sosa. But now we have a problem why the mavui godol needs a tzuras ha-pesach. So that are the two kashas of Rav. One, why do you need a Tzuras HaPesach? And number two, how could you paskin that all the Mavuyis Haktanis, which are Mavuyis Akumais, how could you paskin that they can get away with a Lechi V'Koyr on each side? You have to be Machmer according to Rav. Afil in the door, they were Machmer according to Rav. So the Gemara answers, no, that Rav says, you need Take a Tzuras HaPesach and a Lechi V'Koyr. And since they are not mechuven zekenegedzeh, like the Ragle Hanadol. So this is mamish shitas rav, according to the Raj Bandari. I would like to go back for 1 minute to what we were ma'ir in the beginning of the shir, and Rashi daf chesam ed aleph, reshus harabim letume. Usveikai toher, tohosofik tume misoite gamrinem. We had then asked that Einachanami, you learn out from Soite, that Sofik Tume Bishus Hayochid is Sveikai Tome, and this is not Dumya de Soite. But how do you know that Sveikai Toya, it should remain a Sofik de Reise Lechumre? We wanted to say that we shtel an Chazoke, but this is wrong, because Rashi, in the beginning of Meseches Nidid, of Beza Medalev, says klar that the halacha of Sofik Tume Birshus Harabim Sveikai Toyer is a hilchus gemirilo, not because Yishtel an Chazoke. Pshat in this Rashi, Rabbi Yankov Berg was Ma'ore, and this is 100% the correct Pshat. Pshat in Rashi is as follows. Rishus Harabim Letume Usveikai Toyer. That this is a din reshus harabim letume, and the din is usveika toyer. Why? Because that's what Rashi says in Nida, because hilchus gemirilo, that sofik tume b'shus harabim sveika toyer. That where Rashi continues, the sofik tume misoite gamrinon, besoite b'chi hai chotzer lav mokim yichodestiru, Rashi is being mevair another inyan. Rashi is being mevayer, how do we know that this is a shame reshus harabim? If le'inyin kol ha'teire kula, le'inyin Shabbos, it has a shame reshus hayochid, so how do we know that this chotzer sharabim nichnosin lo, le'gabi tum has a shame reshus harabim? So this Rashi says very well. Rashi says because the shame reshus harabim le'inyin tume misoite gamrina lo. As long as it doesn't have a shame, it is not a reshus hayochid for soite, it is not a mokim yichud estire, so automatically it falls into the category of the shame reshus harabim, and that we have a haloche, that's of it tume reshus harabim, sveikoi etoyer. And that is a Dibur HaMaschal of Rashi, Rishus HaRabim Letume, that even though when you saw that there's a Rishus HaYochid L'Gavi Kol HaTeire Kule L'Gavi Tume, there's a Rishus HaRab. V'omri Rosa Rav Kahana Malchi Yosed B'Shem Rav Kahana Rabbe. V'omri Lo Rav Kahana Bar Malchi Yosed, he is Rav Kahana Rabbe. Fine. This is a memory of Kahana. What did they say? Mavoi shetzidoi echad oruch vetzidoi echad kotza. Let us look at the picture 89. Picture 89, so we see as follows. Tzidoi echad oruch. So memela, you see that one side of the movi extends out into the Rishus Aram. And tzidoi echad kotza. That's the other side is kotza. So what do you do? So they said as follows. Pochais me'arba amois, if the oirech of the tzidoi arishin is less than dalet amois, me'niach es a koire ba'alachsein, then you like the koire ba'alachsein. That is picture 89. If there's less than dalet amis, that the oirech of the one side is less than dalet amis than the other side, so then you'll make the koire balachsa. Arba amois. What if there's arba amois? It is arba amois longer. Now let us explain what is the chesaron of arba amois. If side aleph is arba amois longer than the other side, so we have a klal that arba amois is a shir movoi. That's what we learned already. The Rabbi says arba amois is a shir movoi. So memele, so if this is arba amois longer than the other one, so this is considered like a different movoi. This is a different movoi. So you have to put the koira, on the koisle hamovoi. If it is arba amois jutting out, so this is already a different movoi because it has an area of a movoi bifnei atzmoi. So memele, so you have two different mavois. You can't put one kaira on a koisel of two mavois. It has to be one mavoi. So therefore, it can't be a laksin anymore. Then you have to make it, you have to put the kaira on the koisel hakotzer and on the koisel shekenegdoi, the way it says in picture 9. This is what these kahanim said. Rav Omar, echot ze ve echot ze eine meiniach es hakoire el keneged hakotza. Rav was machmer. Rav says he can never put it on the alachsin. You have to put it keneged hakotza. Ve eima. Now Rav said as follows. Ve eima, I will say, taima didi. I'll tell you why I hold what I hold. Ve eima taima ditu. Now say what they hold. I'll tell you what I hold. Why I hold, you always have to put a keneged hakotzer, and a lachsen is never good. Koire taima mai mishum heker. The reason a koire is matters als heker uba lachsen lehavi heker. We'll see in Rashi exactly what this means. The aim or taima didu, koire mishum mai mishum mechitza, ba lachsen na mehavi mechitza. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Tzidoi echad oruch, v'nimshach kois l'lishus harabim yoiso mikois al hasheini kozeh. One side juts out more into the lishus harab more than the other. In pochis, me'arba amis oidiv zel chaveroi. This is less than dalad amis. Me'niach koire belachsoi. So you should put the koire ba'alachsein. V'yishtamish kan ba'aruko v'kan b'ktzoro. That means, so this whole area of the alachsein will fall into the heter of the movi. That is what Rashi means to say. You use this whole area. On one extreme you could use, you can go till the aruke. And the other you can only go to the ktzoro. In the between you'll go on the alachsein. Arba amois, but what if the koisel la'oruch is arba amois? Ene minich koira al roish koisel la'oruch. Then you don't put it on the roish koisel la'oruch. Ela koines lefnim me roishoi, keneged roish koisel la'kotzer. Remenicho, and then you make it on the roish koisel la'kotzer. So now Rob explained what he held and what they held. He held an alachsein lehave hakeira. Sheharoye, Bnei mavoi nimshachin u'mishtamshim b'rshus harabim chutz micheneged koisel hakotzer. If a person will see how they're using that they are being carrying in the mavoi chutz mikeneged koisel hakotza. Let us look at picture 89. Picture 89, let's say, with the small bases, that is the alachsin, let's say you have a person carrying over there. Now, if a person will stand on the side, I don't know if he'll recognize the kaira on top, but he sees something very modern. He sees this is not a mavoi because the wall ended, the wall on the right side ended already. So memele, this is reshus harabim. This is reshus harabim. And this person is carrying in a reshus harabim. That's what he sees and that's what he's going to learn. So memele, so he's going to get a very bad limud from watching this. Ubalachsen lehavi akere sheroye bnei mobi nimshochim umishtamshim b'reshus harabim chutz micheneged koisel hakotzer oimer mutter lishtamish b'reshus harabim lefi shein oisei ha'oidev doime sheyehei min ha'movi. It doesn't look like this is part of the movi. The movi ended already. And he's carrying in the middle of the reshus harabim. So memele, and if you need a heker, if you lost your wall, you don't have a heker. The kaira is not sufficient to make a complete heker. If you have two walls and a kaira and a kaira, that's a memele. But if you don't have a wall there, we do not have enough heker to show people that you're not allowed to carry in reshus harabim. But what do they hold? They hold you don't need a heker. The whole purpose of a kaira is al mechitza. If I have a mechitza, it's also sufficient. Well, balachsen, that's what they hold. Balachsen, nami havi mechitza. Let us see Tosfos. Meiniach es hakeire balachsen. Perish bekunteres, perish hakunteres. Mishtamish kan baruche. On the side where we have the long wall, it could be mishtamish to that side. Bekan bektor vahadin imoy. So, first Tosfos says Rashi is right. Shepirishkein. It has to be like that. The Eloi Teima Hochi. Amai meiniach es hakeire balachsein. How or why does he put the keire balachsein? Habeinen keire lechol apochis dvuke b'movi. Kedoma besomuch gabi beisi seidish b'shnei keisolem. Divri amate rosa v'af yivav api shekan munachoy shechol agabi amovi yitzvore lechalom. Without going into the Rai from the Gemara further, which we'll have on the Sefer Amud, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz explains Tosfos Kasha beautifully. The halacha is, a koire can only be mater if it is on top of the mavoi. If it is not, if it is separated from the mavoi, so a koire cannot be mater. Frektach Tosfos, that if we will say not like Rashi, if we will assume that you can't carry out till the kaisel ha'oruch. We will assume you can only be mishtamish till the kaisel ha'kotzer on both sides. But after the kaisel, after the kaisel ha'kotzer ends, you cannot carry out anymore. If we will say that, so it comes out the roish of the koire on one side is on the movi, the roish, the other side is not on the movi at all, because that's outside of the movi. You can't carry there anymore. We have a Gemara later, the Koyre has to be on the Movi, or next to the Movi. It's here, it's 3.5 amas away from the Movi. I'll say one side is on the Movi, that's not Mistava. But the other side of the koir is not on the movi. So if you can put the other side of the koir on the movi, al kolchoch, that this side is a teiras movi, you can carry by the kois alone. That's what you have to say. Faktois is good. So Rashi is always gespart from the Gemara. Aber bin teima, it's the faktois, aber so hashrek. The heichi shori lehishtamish neged ha'ol. Ha ein kan elo beiz mechitzes. Fragt doch Teusves am meure dike kashe. There are only two mechitzes. That means let us look in picture 91. In picture 91 we have a picture of this mavoi. So the area that koisel aleph, there's a few alephs over here, but al kaponim that the koisel ha'oruch juts out, so from where it juts out, so you don't have you don't have, how many mechitzas do you have? You only have the mechitza on the left side, that's the kaisel ha'ol, one mechitza, and then you have a mechitza from the back, the middle mechitza, that's a second mechitza. So you have here two mechitzas. Two mechitzas, how are you allowed to carry in the alach, and how you're allowed to carry in the alach, and you put a koicha there, oichito, so you have a koicha there. But you have here two mechitzas and a koicha. How are you allowed to carry with two mechitzas and a koicha? You're only permitted to carry, you need three mechitzas. Three mechitzas makes a rishus ayochid, they were machmer, and the fourth ruach, you need a koicha also. But here you only have two mechitzas and a koicha. How are you allowed to carry? That is Taisvus Kasha. Veichi shor l'shtamish neged ha'ot, ha'en kan elo beiz mechitzas. How are you allowed to carry? So Taisvus has two terutz. V'yeshloimer v'islai koicha mishum mechitza. He holds koire mishum mechitze. Man the islay mishum mechitze. Havi afilu diereise. Afilu mina toire is a mechitze. Kida muchach bepirke. So memele, so what is pshad? So koire mishum mechitze, we have adereise dike mechitze. So we have adereise dike mechitze. So we just was seisim the whole ruach. So we have over here. So we have, it's gewaldic. It's not, that we don't have two mechitzes. We have here a third mechitza that goes from the kaisel la'orach to the kaisel la'kotzer, so the whole thing is sosum. So it's finished. You have here four mechitzas. It's gewaldic. So no problem. So that's, we hold koire mishum mechitza. Inan. What's the second teretz? Kiven the tzidoi ha'echad oruch. Since one side, the left side is long, mistome loiboki borab. So that means if we look at the Rishus Rabim, mistome, the Rabim do not go through here because you have here a kaisel ha'oruch. So that is moineya the bekiyas harabim. So this whole area does not really have a din of a Rishus HaRabim, because the Rabim, they end up with hitting a wall. So Memele, the Hiluch HaRabim is where that wall ends. But the Mokayim, from where the Kaisel HaOruch juts out, that doesn't have a din of a Rishus HaRabim. Kim in the Tzid Echad Oruch, Mistome Loiboki Bora. So Memele, so it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Vaygozru bei Rabbonon, hoyul ubotul legabi mobui, afal gav de isbei dalad al dal. So the Rabbonon were not goyzer. So the Rehitas Loshen of Toisves seems to say like this. First of all, we're not playing around with the Araises over here. It's not a Araise. This area of the Alachsen is not a Araise because it's loiboki bora. So memele, it's a kamalus. That's number one. It's a darabonon. Now, since it's a darabonon, v'loy gozru bei rabonon. The rabonon one goyzer on this area. Hoyul ubotul legabi movui. So since this area is bottled to the movui, afal gav the isbei dalet al dalet. That means, even though this area is dalet tfochim al dalet tfochim, so lechayre it is a mokayim bifnei atzmoi. So why should we say it becomes bottle? Afal pike. We say it becomes bottle. This area becomes bottle to the mavui, to the area where you have three mechitzah shleimis, and therefore you're allowed to carry. Now, first of all, this whole musig of bittel. But Tosfos takes it for a double portion. Hoyu u bottle legabi movi. It's bottle to the movi. I mean, first of all, I say it's not a Rishus HaYochid. The Ritas Loshen of Tosfos by Stoys, Mistome loiboki boram. Tosfos did not make it a Rishus HaYochid, because to make it a Rishus HaYochid, you need three mechitzas at least. You only have two mechitzas. So what did Tosfos say? Loiboki boram. So it's loiboki boram. So it's not a Rishus HaRabim. it's not a Rishus HaRab. So it should be a Kamalist. V'loi gozru bei Rabbonon. So a Kamalist, you're not allowed to carry. V'loi gozru bei Rabbonon. Hoyul u'botol l'gabi movi. It becomes bottle to the movi. It becomes bottle to the movi. So you have to know why it does become bottle. Lips. Places Nemzon for Dover Posh, this area becomes bottle. Ah, for Gavdi is by Dalad al Dalad, even though it does have Dalad al Dalad. So the Mechayr of Taisi mentioned the Svorot of Tzemokim Bifnei Atzmoy, it still becomes bottle. The second Teretz is very difficult to understand. The lumpness of the second Teretz, this whole Musig of Bittel. In Bechlal, we're in hot water, really to understand what Taisus is saying, because we have to understand, as we mentioned before from the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, the Mavui itself does not have a Hechsher from the Koire, if the Koire is not lying on base Koisle HaMavui. In order for the Koisle, for the Koire to lay on base Koisle HaMavui, it has to be laying on a Rishus HaYochid. Now, how does this become a koisel hamavui that this koisel should be able to be matter the koire for the rest of the mavui? It means kozman vi feitman da ondo. Kozman this doesn't have a din of a koisel hamavui, so nothing becomes mutter. Now, this is not a reshus hayochid, and so Taisus says legozru bei rabbonon. They want geyser, but you have to know how does it become a koisel amovi to be matter bechlau the whole movi? You need a reshus ayochid. It's not a reshus ayochid. It's a kalmelis. And if it's not, then they were matter to be metaltal in this kalmelis. They were matter to be metaltal in this kalmelis. But how does it become a koisel amovi to be? But to be matter the movi bechlal, that was the kasha of Taisvis. That's a problem. That's one problem. Let us first of all understand Taisvis has two terutzim. One teretz Taisvis says it's a mechitza. If you hold mechitza, it's a mechitza d'araisa. So it's a mechitza d'araisa. The Taisus in the second Teretz holds it's not a Mechitza D'Araisa. So the Rav Yudah Bechroch is a Mevayer in the back that it's totally, if a Mechitza D'Araisa, which we'll say, Pi Tikri Yoyred V'Soysim, to make it a Mechitza D'Araisa, if it needs Dalet Fochim or a Tefach is sufficient. Because this Koyr only has a Tefach. So the first Teretz of Taisus held that even it has a Tefach, also in the Teretz say Pi Tikri Yoyred V'Soysim. The second teretz of Taisvus, Taisvus holds, you only say Pitikri Yerid Vesoysim, only if it's Dalet Vachim. So Mamela, since this Kaira does not have Dalet Vachim, Yizicha can't say Pitikri Yerid Vesoysim. So we don't have a Mechitza to begin with. So Mamela, Taisvus has to say Taisvus. That is, I'm going to say the Ivrin Taisvus. Now there's a Kasha that the Achroinim ask, according to the first teretz of Taisvus, Taisvus said, Amayra de Kekasha, how does it work? How does this Kaira work? And when you put it on the Kaisel Ha'orach, how does it work? So Taisvis said, if you hold Kaira Mishum Mechitza, it works. But what if I hold Kaira Mishum Heker? So then it doesn't work. That's Poshit. If I hold Kaira Mishum Mechitza, it works. So the Achroinim asks, so Bezoi, the Lashon of Rav is very schwer. What did Rav say? Rav said that I'll explain what I hold, and I'll explain what they hold. That time of the Koire, time of my Mishum Heker. So Rava says, I hold the Koire's matter als Heker. Ubalachsin loy havi Heker. And by Alachsin, you don't have your Heker. So Rashi said, a whole lumdis, because a person standing outside, he thinks he's carrying in the Rishus HaRab. According to Taisvis, if you hold Koire Mishum Heker, so it's a Rishus HaRab movi. Taisus is the Kasha. If you hold, you only have two Mechitzas over here, So how could this Torah help to begin with? So Taisa says, if you hold Torah, Mishum Mechitza, I have a Neitzah. That was the first Teretz of Taisa. But the first Teretz of Taisa only understood this, so give you hold Torah, Mishum Mechitza. So Memele, Rava should have said, I hold Torah, Mishum Heke, and if I hold Torah, Mishum Heke, I am with Taisa. Why, it's no good. Not to say that there's no Heke over here. There's a Heke from today till tomorrow, but a Heke won't help. Because this is a Rishus Arab. This kasha, the Gosh Yaidetz asks, the Chazanish asks this kasha. Let us go a little further. Zut the Gemara weiter, Omar Rav Kahane. Hoyel o Shmaitze de Kahanehi, seems the Kahanim went into the Sugye. Eima bo Milsa, so I'll also say a Shtik Teirovi, I'll be Moisef on this Indian of Kaisel Oruch. I'll say as follows. Hoda Amrit, Miniach akeire balachsen. That, what they said, the Kahanim said, not like Rava. Rava said you don't make balachsen. But they said you make balachsen. Hod amrit miniach akeire balachsen. Lo yamorom, el shayim balachsoina yoisemei esa. That the alachsen, you measure the alachsen is not more than 10 amis. It's not more than 10 amis. Look at picture 91, the lachsen is not more than 10 amis, because this is the Pesach of the Mavoi, so it is not more than 10 amis. So Mela, a Mavoi, that the Pesach is not more than 10 amis, is nito bekoyer. Avol yesh bach alachsoina yoisim yesa, but what if the lachsen is more than esa? Divrei hakel, eini miniach, elekeneged akotzen. So then you can't make the alachsen. Then you can't make the kain on the lachsen because the Pesach of the Mavui is Rochav Meyeser, and Rochav Meyeser is not Nitter Bekeire. So Memele, then everyone will hold that you make the Keire Keneged the Chotzer. Keneged the Chotzer. Here the picture is 92. 92, if the lachsen will be 11 Amis, so then you make Keneged the Chotzer. The Svas Emes asks Amir de Kekashe on the Ritva. There's a Ritva over here that says, that if the alachsen is 11 amis, so you can't make the alachsen. He says, what if he'll let the keire, it doesn't have to go mamish to the end. He'll make that the keire will start from the middle of the keisel ha'oroch. So you won't have an alachsen you have alachsen of 10 amis. So that'll be good. What's wrong with that? If it goes by the end, there'll be more than 10 amis. So go in the middle. As if it's the Ritva. And the Ritva makes a lot of sense. It should be good. What's wrong over there? The whole stone is you have the Pesach HaMobu is more than Esau. It's a Pirtze. That's what the Ritva says. Frech the Svasemis, but the Gemara tell you doch nicht. What does the Gemara say? Rav Kahane said, Avo yesh balach soina yoyse me Esau, divrei hakel einim in yichel keneged akotza. See, everyone is moide to Rava. She says it's not true. Not everyone is moide to Rava. They'll still make it an alachsen. So it's a big alachsen. You make a smaller alachsen. But not everyone is moide to Rava. So he's metama on the Ritva from the Loshon HaGemara. Zot Rashi. The Rashi Shem Bar Lachsoin Yoyse Me Esa. Shamovi Kotza Leroch Boi Harbe. The Mobi is not too wide. Vein Baroch Boi Ba'aba Ames Hanem Shochem Litzparev. Yoise me esa. There's not more than esa. Avo yesh v'lachsoini yoise me esa. Nimtze pisrei rochav me esa. Shekol tachas akeira v'pesach.